Thank you, folks. You may be seated, please. You've heard me say time and time again, focusing on our Christmas season, did you realize that in Scripture you will not see any commandment or any focus where we were to give the birth of Christ, but focus on the resurrection and the death of Christ on the cross? So why do we do this? Well, in the Great Commission recorded in Matthew, you will find in Matthew it says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel," which is the good news. But actually, that translation goes closer this way. As you go, instead of "go ye," it is "as you go." It is assumed by God, because now you're a Christian, you're going. It's not a question. It is, God says, okay, now that my son has given you eternal life, as you go, tell the good news. So what's important about the birth of Christ? The birth of Christ is God incarnate. It is the celebration we have that God came down into flesh so he could live and experience through his son Jesus all the fleshly experiences that you and I experience. Now, did you know that Jesus had to experience, take within himself the experience of every individual human being that would ever be born? Take on all of our problems, all of our pains. We can barely handle the ones ourselves or the one within us. Yet Christ came. Why? Only way. It was the birth of the Son of God. But listen to me. It was the birth of the church age. The birth of the greatest age that would ever be known, ever, in heaven or earth. Amen. The church age, the birth of grace, pure grace. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved. And the story began in a generation called a church age. I'm not even close to my scripture, am I? In the church age, simply stated, when this period of time comes, all the prophets of the Old Testament pointed to this time. When you see this coming in Bethlehem of Judea, when you see this child being born, the time has come. For the Son of God is ushering in the complete age of grace, mercy, ultimate of love. It's where Christ comes to live and dwell in the heart of man. God comes down, taking on flesh. Oh, the story that's there, you're going to hear it all year long in 2020. And on January the 5th, if you all are around, come to church. For that Sunday morning, you will hear a message that God has laid on my heart. Have you ever wondered about the question, where did God come from? Have you ever heard people say, who created God? There had to be something that created God. And you're going to see the scripture that should ease your mind on such a question. Of course, the question is irrelevant. It's sort of like, to whom is the bachelor married? It doesn't mean anything, because God is God. You're going to learn that. God incarnate in flesh, taking on all the flesh, and in doing so, he's taking on my sins. your sins. Do you ever feel like you've just let, do you ever feel like you let yourself down? And in so doing, you just let everybody around you down? Did you realize that when Christ came, he didn't come to put anyone down, but to only lift up? Do you realize that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, do you realize that the ultimate love story was coming into being? And Jesus says, I love you. He even said that to your pastor. Larry Pete, I love you. You're a mess, but you're my mess. I love you. He watched me grow up. He watched you grow up. He knows your grandchildren. He knows your children already. But he loves to such a depth. Well, to such a depth that he gave his one and only son. And he stood back and watched as Jesus would be betrayed. Beautiful baby in a manger as we celebrate. But God incarnate came for you and me. Don't you ever forget that part of it. You are living in the greatest of generations, the church age. This generation is now over 2,000 years old. And we're still going. The next step is Jesus coming back for us. But in the meantime, he's still with you right now. A very small town by the name of Bethlehem became the birthplace for the King of Love. Listen to Micah 5:12, the old prophet. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small, Ephrathah happened to be the ancient name of Bethlehem. Though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. God has no beginning. God has no ending. There's no such thing as time with God. That's only relevant for humans on living in this earth. One day, it won't be relevant to you anymore in your spiritual realm. God the Father loves us so much that he gave his Son. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know that God has always given and given and given? Do you know that God continues to give and give and give? God looks at us, he sees our heart. When we're broken in heart, he gives strength to the broken heart. When we're broken in spirit, it will be God who will lift you up through his love, through Jesus Christ. Jesus lived the human existence, born in a manger, to experience your pain. It's nothing new. Your pain isn't, whatever it is. Christ conquered it, and he loves just like you are. I love the idea of knowing that my Savior loves me, even if I'm in the ditch of life. Way down into the mess of life itself, Jesus still loves me. Though the world turned its back on me, that baby in a manger grew up to die for my sins. Do I believe that? Oh, I know it. I believe it. And God says, for I so love you. Isn't that something? A God that loves me so much that I can't do anything so dumb that's going to keep him from loving me. Do you ever have a bad case of the stupids? Yep. Those of you who don't think you have, yep. You have. And God still loves you. And he still lifts us up. And he still cuddles us. He saw his babe, God incarnate in a manger. But do you know when God looked at his son in that manger, he was thinking about you. Now you hear me on this. He was thinking about you. He loved his son so much, he gave him up for you, for me. Can you imagine? Even watching your child be spoke badly to, much less placed on a cross. When Jesus was born, it was all about you. It was all for you. He looked and he saw us. And God knew that the only hope we had was for him to come down. But he had to come in flesh so he could conquer that which is killing you and killing me. It's called sin. He had to conquer it for us. You can't do it. No man can. If it were possible, Christ would never have had to die on that cross. Everlasting life can only be granted by a God of everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you or rescued you with loving kindness. Take a close look at the dynamics of God's everlasting love. It is impossible to separate God from love. Did you know that? It is impossible to separate God from love because love is God. Love is the heart of God. God is love. 1 John 4:16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. Now listen. God is love. Whosoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. Without accepting God's love first, it is impossible for you or me to love. We have to be able to love the way God loves. Love supersedes anger. Love is never foolish. Love is the peace that man keeps saying that they need. It is love that brings peace to you. Not things. Not all the money in the world won't do it, folks. Love brings peace inside. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Without that peace, you will never be able to deal with life. Life will pull you down, won't it? As soon as you think it's going great, life shows up. Ugly Grinch, isn't it? But I want you to know this. Inside you as a Christian, the Grinch hasn't a chance. For there's love in you. And love supersedes all darkness. Supersedes all hate, pain. It is love that sent Jesus. It is love that called Jesus to the cross. It is love that binds our hearts together. All multiplicity of personalities gathered together. One Jesus. Over 130 countries listening right now. The number three country that listens to Vingrove Baptist Church in Podunk, Kentucky is China. Isn't that amazing? How God is pouring out his love throughout the world. He said he would do it. We just didn't know how he was going to do that. How in the world is everyone going to hear the gospel? Well, let me remind you of this question I ask quite often to our congregation. How in the world can you miss it? I've said quite often about Hardin County, Kentucky. People, you got to work to go to hell in Hardin County. There's a church on every corner. I mean, we're loaded with Christians. We're loaded with people who care and love. And everyone is wanting to tell you the good news. So you got to work to hide from that. God said he would do that. And in the last days, I will pour my spirit out overwhelmingly, isn't it? Well, it's like the windows of heaven have opened up and God is pouring out his blessings. He has given us one of the greatest nations that has ever been known in history. And God has blessed America. And through his blessing on America, America has blessed the world and continues to do that. But only through Christ. Only through Christ. There's no other name under heaven by which one can be saved other than Jesus Christ. Don't you ever pervert the gospel. For the hope that you have is the same hope that I have. In one name. He was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Was it in December? I doubt it very much. More like in the spring, our scholars tell us. But you know what? We don't care. We've chosen a day to celebrate it. Therefore, we celebrate. We celebrate the Christ, not the day. It's the Jesus in you that makes a difference. Not the denomination of Christianity, but Christ who is in you. Without accepting God's love first, impossible for us to love. 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:8-9. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. I told you that's what Christmas was. Matthew 22:37-38. Jesus replied, you want to know what the greatest commandment is? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. You love God first. Everything else takes care of itself. And when you become a Christian, listen to me. Don't start telling people, well, you know, once you become a Christian, everything is great from then on. Well, you're going to catch more hell than you've ever caught in your life as soon as you say yes to Jesus. The whole world's coming down against you, folks. That's good proof. There's a difference in you. When the world hates you, what seems like, Brother Randy, that the Lord said, if they hated me, they will hate you because of me. That means you're showing just a little bit too much of Jesus out there. You keep doing it. Because Jesus is smiling. And you could care less what the rest of the world thinks. Because one day, it'll be that Savior that was born in a manger, went to a cross. He'll be welcoming you as you're ushered into his presence. Lord, I brought you another one of your children. I'm a child of God as any other Christian. Listen to the story, the birth of Jesus. Luke 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth into Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for him. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you." Did you hear it? A Savior has been born to you. Focusing on for you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying. Now listen to this. I remember Brother Randy asked us a couple of Sundays ago. You think maybe the shepherds were a little shook up at this one? The angel, the heavenly host is appearing, or the angels are, and the darkness of the night is lit up by the glory of God. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth. Peace to those on whom His favor rests. When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary, while she treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. You will find, my friends, when Christ comes, every prophet, every prophecy that was ever told, you will see was true. Every word that was ever spoken concerning Christ, you will see was true. And the complete word of God will be instilled in your spirit for you too, like our Savior, our spiritual beings. You're just using this body to walk around while you're here on planet Earth. But you're real on the inside, and you can never die. There was a Christmas, a Savior who gave His all for you as an individual. If you had been the only human being ever to live, Jesus would have died on that cross for you, because it's the only way of salvation. Ultimate love has to come from an ultimate God.